Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Always enjoy our visit with Rich Fitzgerald talking about growth in the region and growth in the city in particular. A lot of people know of Bakery Square, and we are joined by Todd Reardboard, who is a founding partner and president of Walnut Capital. Todd Reardboard, welcome back. Good to see you on our live stream, by the way, at kdkradio.com,
nice to see you,
presented by Metropolitan Window Company. How you been?
I've been great. A little still recovering from a Steeler loss, but I think we can get over it and move on.
Well, in less than 24 hours, we found out there's going to be a new coach. So the hits just keep coming in terms of news around this region. That said, last week, in his first full week as the mayor, he signed his first executive order was to streamline the permitting process. And that is something that I know as a developer you had been hoping for. How will this be a change for you and the work you do at Walnut Capital?
Yes, you're exactly right. And it's one of the reasons that we strongly supported Corey O'Connor and his new administration. We're very excited about it. I think more than anything else, they have listened to the development community, which we haven't seen in a number of years, and understand that in order to have new ambulances and new garbage trucks and pave the roads and do the potholes, you have to have growth and development. And in today's world, in the AI environment, speed to market. I mean, that's the most important thing, or one of the most important things. So every delay costs us time and money, and things change. And I think we realized that a little bit at Bakery Square. We missed an opportunity. We're not going to put our heads and go home and cry. We're going to see what we could do to move it forward. But things change. Every day, things change. And I think this administration particularly understands how to get to yes and understands that things change. And we saw that attitude yesterday, even at Planning Commission, where the whole attitude in the city has changed. Let's find a way to make this happen. And I think people want that. The whole time we worked with Corey's campaign and his administration and new incoming, they want to get to yes. And I think we saw that for the first time yesterday, which makes me excited about 2026 and beyond.
Todd, I was looking at two different stories about Bakery Square this morning, one in the Post-Gazette, the other in the Business Times. And I was curious to know what your evaluation was of that coverage.
Well, again, it's difficult to cover these subjects because they're sort of on a technical basis. We're in a specially planned district at Bakery Square. This is sort of newfound territory, what we needed to do and some of the modifications that we needed to make the process more streamlined and more recognizing the changes do occur. I thought the coverage in both papers was good. I think particularly the Post-Gazette was fantastic. I thought they understood exactly what the issues were at hand and how they were resolved. We have a great relationship with both the Business Times and the Post-Gazette, so I thought they did a both job. But I really think the issue was, how do you deal with the cards that you're dealt that are on the table, and how does the city become a partner with you in getting through the process and taking away roadblocks that aren't necessary and making things streamlined so you can get to the answer that you need, which is encouraging new development.
And that said, for people that don't know, Todd, I'm very familiar with Bakery Square. I've been around long enough where I remember it as the old Nabisco plant. But that had been, you know, idle and sitting there and not productive, not on the tax rolls. Bakery Square was an absolute game changer for that region.
It really was. I mean, again, I don't know these are exact numbers, but we were told that when the factory was operating at its peak, maybe had 400 or 500 people working there. I mean, we with spin-off jobs and people that deliver goods and services to the great tenants that are there and the people that are visiting, there can be between 3,000 and 4,000 people a day working or related to what's going on in the commerce of Bakery Square. So it's been a significant asset to our entire community, a spin-off of the great Meds and Eds, the universities, Carnegie Mellon, Pitt, UPMC and the others. So we think it's been a tremendous asset to the entire region. And our next phase that we were talking about yesterday, the Planning Commission is going to continue that evolution. It's not exactly what we projected it would be 3 or 4 or 5 years ago when we started the process. And that's something that really, I would say in a word, aggravated us in the previous administrations, that we couldn't move things as quickly as we could and we lost an opportunity. It's hard to pinpoint it now as we sit here today to say what caused it not to be what we planned, but obviously COVID had a huge impact. But the office market, the ability to build new office towers just isn't happening right now. It's not going to be happening in the near future, as we know. But we can react. We can pivot. We can look for other opportunities. Retail is very strong right now. Multifamily homes, apartments are very strong. So we just have to recognize what works in today's market in Pittsburgh.
Getting back to the mayor's attempt to streamline the permitting process, what's your evaluation of how long that's going to take, and what would you expect when they're done?
Well, first of all, in terms of how long it's take, I think it's priority number one for them. I know Corey signed an executive order telling everybody to get to work on it. I know the people involved in the process personally, and I know they're committed to doing this, and they're reaching out to not just people like us, but people in the construction business, people in this, you know, the subcontractor business, and seeing how it works. I'm optimistic it can get done quickly. It can get done in the first 90 days to 6 months. These are things that need to be done right away. I think they're not difficult problems to solve, but they need the cooperation. You need to change certain things in the code. You need to, you know, have a retraining of some of the people that are working there that are good people, but need a process in place that can move forward more quickly. And I think with the right leadership and the right direction, with Mayor O'Connor and his entire team who are experienced, these guys can hit the ground running. They know how to work in the city. They know where the bathrooms are in City Hall. They know how to get the job done. And I think I'm really optimistic that that's what's going to happen here today.
And that said, are they reaching out to get your and other developers' input in the process so that they get it right out of the gate?
Yes, 100%. As you know, one of our complaints in the previous administration is they tried to divide the community. They put developers in one corner, they put UPMC in another corner, they put the city and some people in a different corner. But today we're working together. I had a great, they brought some fellows in from Harvard, very smart young men from the Kennedy School there at government at Harvard. I met with two of them. One was from Texas. One was from Central Pennsylvania. They're here for 2 weeks to just understand what needs to change and do a best case analysis of what can be done, looking at the cohorts all across the country. And they reached out to people like us. I know they're meeting with lawyers, developers, contractors all through the city. So in 2 weeks, these guys are going to have a plan that tells us how to get there. I'm not saying we can implement it in 2 weeks, but I think we're going to have the smartest people in the country helping us, but making it work for Pittsburgh, not something that works in Portland, Oregon, or Dallas, Texas, or somewhere else. But they're going to study is what can happen in Pittsburgh, and I'm excited about that.
Well, good for you and your team, and appreciate the time this morning, Todd. Thank you.
Great seeing you, Larry. Thank
Todd
you.
Todd Reedbord, who is the founding partner and president of Walnut Capital. They do a lot, and they were the first to house Google that came to Pittsburgh with
a
presence.
It's true. Bakery Square has been the origin point for a lot of good things in our community.
Yeah, long before I think the average person really knew what Google was.
Exactly.
They had already attracted, they still have a big footprint in the region. Myra Rush in studio.
Hi, Larry.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, just life.
You come in here.
Life be lifing.
Joy. Do you know?
What?
What are you laughing at? You can't say. I know. I think I know. I'll have to ask you. directly after. But meanwhile, good to see you.
Nice to see you. Welcome back after your, you know, I actually heard you for the first time.
Were you at the game?
No.
Oh,
no,
you were watching on TV. Oh, you mean when they announced the national anthem?
Oh, that's the first time I've ever heard you.
You know what? That Narelle Simpson that sang the
Narelle
national
anthem,
she was
fantastic. She did very well.
Fantastic. So yes, there was a woman from the network who was queuing in, you know, the PA booth, mm-hmm. and she's from Philly, and, you know, she was nice.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. She seemed like she was all business.
Oh, okay.
And then when Narelle Simpson, she goes, that gave me chills.
Aww,
that was good.
See, that was good. National anthem. And that was the first time. Job well done, I must say.
Thank you.
And now we're
attending
here today. You missed the news, the breaking news yesterday.
Oh, I didn't miss it. That was
you weren't
big
here.
Deal, but yeah. it happened.
It happened after you were gone as well. So, yeah. So
Mike Tomlin two-ish. Resigns after 19 seasons.
Long
a
time.
Lot of fallout from that, people's reactions in different ways. I actually really enjoyed Mike Tomlin. I think he's a great person. I think he's intelligent. He's funny. I've been in his presence out of the public eye, and the guy has got a keen sense of humor.
He
does. A family man. His daughter is a gymnast star at Georgia.
And one of his sons play
football.
Basketball, right?
Football.
And one of the other ones is a rapper.
Yeah, and his wife is a clothes designer and
yes,
business
Kia.
Owner.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a big footprint in this town.
19 years is a long time.
Yeah. And who are they going to get to replace him? But one of the things we will always remember about Coach T is some of the stuff
he said. Yes, I've seen all of these on social media yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put something together. So one of the Tomlinisms is the standard is the standard. What does that mean to you?
It means that you maintain a level of excellence.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes. Okay. Another one is you don't have to like the standard. You just have to live up to it.
That means as a player, you're expected, if you're called upon, to up your game.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Another one is we can't control the outcome, but we can control our effort.
True.
It says here, focus on what's in your power.
Right. Do, and this is great advice for everything anybody does, is do the best you can do. You can't control everybody else
That's
around
right.
you.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. We play for each other, not for the headlines.
Yeah. That's kind of like
team first.
You know, those guys are, as I understand it, the players are very close-knit, and the culture that Coach Tomlin created really fueled that.
Here's another one. Do your job. That's the only thing you can control.
I agree with that, too.
Simplicity is powerful. This is simple. Just do what you can control, right? What's another one? Every week is a championship week.
champions are made here. Champions are made when no one else is looking.
That's kind of right. Yeah. That's right.
Like, good. That's why we lift all these weights all week.
Here's another one. We never panic and we never quit.
The one that, about your eyebrows or what did he say? Your eyelids?
I don't know.
don't blink. Yeah.
I don't know. He has so many.
Well, I got one
for
you. More recent. This was after the game against the Ravens.
I mean, how can you put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on?
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
She would be my uncle.
He had so many good ones.
I mean, that was...
How about I don't want to be I don't want to be an Indian in their cowboy movie. I'm going to miss those.
I mean,
there is, you know, whether you loved Coach T or you weren't a big fan, either way, you got to admit he had, over the course of 19 seasons, provided a lot of entertainment, especially with his sayings that nobody I have ever met
was able to string stuff together like that quickly and not know what
in the moment.
But I'm guessing at the end of the day is, you know what people are going to ask you.
Yeah, those.
I mean, you know,
they ask all the same questions.
Same questions, and I mean the performance. If your performance is the same week after week after week, you know that those questions are going to come. People are going to ask that question.
Right.
Because there's nothing different for them to ask.
No.
So, I mean, 19 years is a long time.
Well, salute to Mike Tomlin.
Salute.
Thank you, T. On the Big K Morning Show.
Yes, Larry.
Big K Morning Show. Keep on KDKA, especially tomorrow morning. Looks like we've got some wintry weather on the way. The KDK Radio Storm Center will be open for business, brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, larger than light. Interesting, coincidentally, this came across our collective desk with Aaron Ferragonio, our producer, and it's an author of a book called I Wish I'd Quit Sooner, Practical Strategies for Navigating and Escaping a Toxic Boss. This is not related to Mike Tomlin resigning. I don't think that's the situation at all, or was for him. However, Dr. Laura Hambly-Lovett joins us, an organizational psychologist, PhD from the University of Calgary, 25 years experience in the field, and received the Canadian Women's Inspiration Award, a global influencer, and a podcast where work meets life, all of that. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to be here.
I would imagine there's more than a few people driving into work right now thinking about, I wish I'd have quit sooner. So what was your motivation for writing this in the first place? Did you have a bad boss?
I've had a couple in my career. I've had two. And there's a difference between a bad boss and a toxic boss. And so a bad boss, let's just call them a difficult boss. They're frustrating. They're challenging to work with, but you can learn how to navigate them. You can learn how to work with them, and they can actually become better bosses. They can be developed into better bosses. And I've spent my 25-year career doing work like that with leaders. However, a toxic boss will not get better. They only get worse. And their behaviors really are damaging people. And people listening, I think some of them will relate how a toxic boss damages your mental health, your physical health, your confidence. It's just like being in an abusive relationship.
Wow. And you have identified in the book 8 types of toxic bosses. So let's start there.
Well, there's the 8 personas of a toxic boss. So my research team interviewed people from throughout North America, and we've conducted surveys to get to the bottom of what's going on. And there's the different ways that these toxic bosses do their damage. And some of the ways are the obvious ones, like the bullying and the harassment. And then other ways are more covert, so subtle, sneaky, manipulative. And that's where we get the dishonest manipulator, the gaslighter, the ones that do their damage very quietly. And those are even more dangerous because they take longer to identify.
What is a gaslighter? I hear this term a lot. Can you explain what that means? Because people have heard this more and more recently.
Sure, yeah, and it's usually referred to in romantic relationships, but in a toxic boss one, the toxic boss starts to make you doubt your abilities and doubt your memory. So you feel like maybe you're losing your mind. Maybe you're getting early dementia because, you know, the boss will tell you something last week and you know that they told you that, so you did it. And then a toxic boss will say, why did you do that? I never told you to do that. I told you to do this. And you say, but you didn't tell me to do that. So if you're working with a gaslighter, it can really make you start to question your sanity. And a toxic boss, you'll lose sleep over. You'll wake up in the night. You'll have trouble falling asleep. And then the brain doesn't function as well. So then you do start forgetting things. So it's a vicious cycle.
And what do you recommend people do? You say the title of the book is I Wish I'd Quit Sooner, but for a lot of people, they might not feel they have that option economically to do it, at least do it as soon as they want to.
You're absolutely right. They don't always have that option, and they often feel trapped, and that's why there's a cage on the front of my book, because you often feel caged in. And I like to say, though, that there's six options in total. There's not just to stay or to quit. There's six options, and I explore them in the book. I give people activities and checklists and journaling stuff and all the stuff that they can work through to say, what am I going to do? I have six options, and they get back into the driver's seat of their career.
And give us one good takeaway before you go. Somebody right now driving in that feels like maybe I am working for a toxic boss. Give us some kind of tool to handle it.
I would say know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Although you feel like you're in a cage, that cage isn't actually locked. And the people I've interviewed, hundreds of people we've surveyed, people say, I wish I'd quit sooner. And I want you to take that advice. You don't have to be there years and years. You can be there months and months, and you can find something else if you put the things into place to start getting your health back and looking for something else. But understanding what you're dealing with, understanding the personas. So the book is definitely going to be a big resource around the world.
Dr. Laura Hambly-Lovett, author of I Wish I'd Quit Sooner, Practical Strategies for Navigating and Escaping a Toxic Boss. Appreciate the time this morning, Doc. Thank you.
My pleasure. Stay well, Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.